Hi, I'm William Googe, a Vuori collaborator and professional ultra runner. When I'm recovering or need to relax, I reach for the Ponto Performance Jogger, made with comfy Dreamknit fabric. Discover them in the Dreamknit collection at vuori.com/william, where new customers receive 20% off their first order, plus free US shipping on orders over $75 and free returns. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In the New Mexico Army National Guard, serve part-time but receive full-time benefits. Protect your community and your country. A different way to serve. Join us today.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness. You know, recently I had an occasion to take an airplane to Chicago. And believe it or not, that's the first time I boarded an airplane in about 4 years. When I first got to the terminal, I looked for the store that I usually bought my newspapers from so I could read it on the plane. But that store was closed and there were no others like it. When I got to my departure gate, I didn't see anyone reading a newspaper. And I'll tell you why, coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon mostly cloudy skies and cooler conditions with a passing shower or two. The start of an extended stretch of noticeably cooler weather with a high of 62. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 48. For tomorrow, times of clouds and sun, windy and cool with a shower in spots with a high of 64. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low 55. On Monday, sun and clouds with thunderstorms, high 68. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Right now, we have mostly cloudy skies, 60 degrees in Buffalo.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
This program has been pre-recorded.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. It's the weekend. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and we're very, very happy to have you with us. We know more and more people are finding us here on WBEN. And remember, when you're out of town, you can also find us on the Odyssey app. You just download that into your phone. And if it's at the same time, you know, anywhere on the East Coast, you're going to find Senior Radio Buffalo. So don't you miss an episode. You can also go to our Senior Radio Buffalo webpage and look at any of the older segments that we have done in the past. So you can do that too. And there's lots of good information on our Senior Radio Buffalo Facebook page as well. So by all means, expand our show by checking in with us. We are going to be speaking about something that really will affect probably everybody at some time in their life, and that is downsizing a home, whether it's yours, whether it's a relative's. you might be thinking like, oh my God, my life was great until this happened. What on earth do I do? I have relatives who are out of town. I have siblings who are out of town. We all have to make decisions on these things. This is going to be a crazy, impossible task. I'm here to tell you, I have some folks in studio who will literally help you so much that you're going to say, these folks saved me, and they did it. They did a great job and got me top dollar for everything that was in that home. Of course, I'm talking about Andrews Estate Service, AES to the rescue. We've got Joe Bednarczyk, who's with us, and Joe Jr. from Andrews Estate Service. As you can imagine, they are busy, not just this time of year, but because the word is out on how great they do. A lot of people will come in, have you sign a quick contract, and then you're not really sure what's going on. That's not the way Andrews Estate Service works. They consider it an honor to be asked into your home and to be taking care of your personal possessions. So let's welcome our guys back in, and let's talk about their work and something that they have pretty much invented, which has gone really well, and that is their virtual estate sale. So hi guys, how are you?
Well, thank you. Great to be back, Linda.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you back because you do such a great job. We're so proud to have you on our air. Let's talk about the fact, Joe, that during COVID, people didn't want people inside their homes, so you came up with a way to be able to sell their possessions online. And really, you're finding out this is the way to go for the not only for the person who's reducing their estate sale, but for the customers as well.
Yes, both clients and buyers benefit from this tremendously. There's no doubt about that. It's we're never going back to the old-fashioned way for a variety of reasons. As you know, when you have a process that works well, no need to change things up.
Our efficiency is top notch, and it's what we're used to, what we love doing, and in the efficiency is actually another big reason why we're not going back the other way.
That's fantastic. So if you're looking for a collectible like a Lionel train set, you go to the Andrews Estate Service virtual estate sale, see what they have, and you might be able to look at five of them without going from one house to the next, spending a whole day in your gas.
Correct. Right. It's time saving, it's money saving, it's stress relieving, everything wrapped into one package. There's no doubt about that.
You folks will come into any home that you're asked to, and you work with the client and let them know what to expect. And Joe, you say every time you go for that first meeting, you never even bring a contract.
Never.
Because you want them to think about this.
Yes, never. And again, we love everybody, mm-hmm. and we'll hear, well, we heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo with Linda Pellegrino. We're hiring you. And I'll say, you don't even know what we're going to charge you yet. I don't care. Where's the contract? and I say, well, I never bring one to the, you know, to our in-person consultation and evaluation. So I like to give them 72 hours to think about it. And most of the time, they want to do it right away, but I'd like to have them spread that time out.
Well, let me tell you, Joe, we get a question every so often for you on our Senior Radio Buffalo Facebook page, and we always say that we'll pass it on to you.
Good.
And folks, you're welcome to do that. Send questions along. Put that on our Facebook page, and the next time we speak with Joe or to Joe Jr., we'll answer your question. We do have a question because someone touched upon, would you come into a house that you find out it was basically a hoarder's house? Now, you know what they can be, stuff piled up 6 feet mm-hmm. when you walk in the door. And I would imagine some people don't realize that their loved one or the person's house, they were a hoarder.
That actually is, I would say, more common than people think, because usually when someone passes away and the relative is charged with taking care of the estate and the property, they go into the house and then they're shocked mm-hmm. to know that whether it was their aunt or uncle or whomever it might have been was a hoarder, and then they immediately get this overwhelming sense of like confusion as to how to even start mm-hmm. because it's a large task at hand, and that process is very difficult for a normal person to take care of, and mm-hmm. unless if you have been dealing with it routinely with your parents who have been hoarders or your siblings, if you're going into the first time, it's a complete shock.
Mm-hmm. But you will do that.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Linda, I tell all our potential clients over the phone when they call, and I'll stress it now, we never turn anybody down. You know, we hear more often than we care to, well, what if you come in for the consultation, you look around, you say, I don't want to do this. And I'll say, well, we're going to do it if you want to hire us. Mm-hmm. So I will not go into a home and say we won't, you know, handle that. Sometimes it takes much longer. I will stress that with hoarders, we could be there months mm-hmm. versus just weeks. So that's just something to, you know, keep in mind. Sometimes the roof collapsed, or sometimes the basement was flooded. There's other issues that, you know, may take longer to handle, but that we never turn anybody down.
And one benefit, I know it's, again, mentioning that it's very stressful, but one benefit that hoarder houses generally have is time. Because the house has not been sold, that's almost never that that happens. We tell the clients, and they also agree, that the house will do much better in a sale empty.
Yes.
Regardless how packed it is, mm-hmm. or if it's a filthy house or not, it will do better completely empty. Mm-hmm. And so that is why they do have the time at hand, and also why we do require to have several months
yes.
to empty out a hoarder's home.
Absolutely.
We've told clients during the consultation, in the in-person consultation, well, we can handle this, but it's going to take 3 or 4 months. And we'll hear them say, oh, that's all? We thought you were going to be here for a year or two.
Wow.
Because we have. They've already gone through that process. So, no, not a problem.
And Andrews Estate Service, you work, if you hear the show, they work there. You will go anywhere within the sound of our voice, correct? Around Western New York.
Yes. Over to Rochester, down to the PA border, up to Youngstown, Lake Ontario, Medina. We've gone everywhere. Not a problem.
Joe and Joe Jr., as you can see, this is a family-run business. But I know, Joe, because you have been so busy, you're looking for part-time employees, correct?
Yes.
To become part of the team.
That is correct. We'd love to have team members, especially since we are all over Western New York. It's great to have people that might be available in different areas,
yeah.
whether it's the South Towns, mm-hmm. East, North, South, it doesn't matter, West. We're looking for team members.
And what kind of experiences are you basically, what kind of person are you looking for? What kind of traits should they have to be able to be good at this?
I would say the primary thing is if someone has had caregiving experience or has worked in the facility where they're taking care of, whether it's they themselves taking care of their parents, or if they're taking care of a friend or a neighbor, someone who understands the intricacies and how stressful it can become. Because when we do go into empty out a home, our main job is to alleviate the stress for our clients so they don't have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who can relate to that, that would be a major benefit.
That would be nice. And let me tell you, folks, these folks have experience with all sorts of items, big and small. I mean, you've gone into homes where there's a car in the garage, and you'll liquidate the car as well. So, folks, we want you to know that there's really no surprises for Andrews Estate Service.
No surprises at all.
Yeah. So
we've seen it all.
You will resell if you can. You will donate if you can. And mm-hmm. you'll trash if you have to.
Yes. That's correct.
So,
sell first, donate second, dispose of last.
That's great. How might someone who's looking to be a part-time team member with you reach out to you?
Well, they can go to our website, and on the right side, they'll see a couple of links for employment opportunities and how to become a team member.
That's great. That's wonderful. Remember, folks, their virtual estate sales are online all the time, okay? Go to their website. It's a great way to shop, maybe to help a young one get an apartment straightened out and to get things on for a really great amount of money, okay? Their website is aes86.com. You're going to see some super deals there, aes86.com. And please give them a call if you need their services. They're at 716-873. 716-873-7440. That's 716-873-7440. Joe will come on out. He'll talk to you. He'll tell you exactly what Andrews Estate Service can do for you, then let you think about it for a while, and then if you need their services, they will be there for you. Joe, busy this this season, I know. And so if people are considering, they really should get on the horn and get you lined up.
We tell everybody, especially the last few years, the further ahead you can jump on board, the better it is. Mm-hmm. Because I love everybody, but we've had people, I've gone to their house for the consultation, and they think about it, then they call 4 months later, and they say, well, can you start tomorrow? Mm. And I say, I'm sorry, you have to go into queue like everybody else.
Right, doesn't quite work that way.
No, it doesn't. Anybody in today's day and age who is good at what they do, whether it's plumbers, carpenters, mm-hmm. our industry, they're busy. Some industries are booked into a year out, year and a half out. So you have to really just think ahead. Our best client are those that think well far ahead.
And remember, folks, it's worth it. That's why everyone wants Andrews Estate Service. We love them. They are worth it. 716-873-7440. Website AES86.com. You're listening to them here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. Get ready for the most exciting event of the season at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. It's the buy one, get one half off sale at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Our end of season sales event is on now, offering unbeatable deals and amazing savings on all in-stock sandals, comfortable shoes, and boots. Hurry in now. Buy one, get one half off for a limited time only at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at Transit and Main in Williamsville.
Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Happy weekend, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Here's a little trivia information for you. You know when you say, I'll be there in a jiffy? Well, a jiffy is an actual unit of time. Yeah, it is. It's 1/100th of a second. Now, of course, we've just been enjoying the Olympics, and you know that that can make a big difference in your time. So you can imagine that they're saying, come on, got to be there in a jiffy and break a world record. So there you go. Listen, if you're running around, that must mean that your feet are comfortable and that they're in SAS shoes, and that's why your feet are comfortable. For those who haven't discovered the SAS experience, you're probably not looking forward to walking. You don't dance anymore. God forbid the family's heading off somewhere like a Disney. or somewhere where you have to do some walking because you're not going to be comfortable, let me tell you how SAS shoes can change your life. Chances are you keep buying the same shoe when you go shoe shopping. You're buying basically right into the same problem. And then once you wear that shoe maybe once, your original problem comes back. You kick them to the back of the closet and say, ugh, I just can't believe I can't find anything comfortable. When you go into the big box stores, you have to understand those shoes are cut for like a million people about 19 years old. Our feet are special feet. Our feet have carried us 50, 60, 70 years, okay? They're pretty remarkable. Our feet look different than when we were 18, 19. It's normal, okay? Toes have had a problem, bunions, toenails, you've had accidents, you've had things fall on your feet. We can adjust for that with beautiful, long-wearing, quality SAS shoes. That's why we have them here in Western New York. You go in with a foot issue, you come out smiling because the incredible educated staff there at SAS do everything they can to really identify your problem, kind of almost diagnose it too. So I want to say better than a doctor can in some cases because your regular GP isn't a foot expert. And unless you're going to one, you may not realize what your particular issue is. But the people at SAS certainly see this every single day. Now, Aaron Tallman is standing by. Aaron is the owner of SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. And Aaron, you have new customers coming in every day saying, I heard about this. Now I want to see what you can do for me, right?
That's right. Thank you for having me, Linda.
Let's talk about your new customers and what they discover about SAS and how different your shoe buying experience is from going into another big box store.
That's right. Well, you know, first off, I mean, I'd like to ask your listening audience, when was the last time they had their feet measured? We hear it all the time. I haven't had this done since I was a little kid. You know, we're not talking 5 and 10 years ago. We're talking 20, 30, 40 years ago, if not more. So that's something that we do here at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. So we're going to actually measure you and get you in the proper size because so many people are buying the wrong size shoes and saying, no, I've always worn a size 10 medium. And just keep buying it over and over, and they're putting their foot that's maybe a size 11 in a size 10 shoe and causing other issues. Or, you know, for a female, buying a size 7 when they might need a 7.5 or an 8 because shoes are cut different. They're made differently now. And that's where, you know, we come in as, you know, expert shoe fitters to find the right fit for each customer.
We also want to kick out the impression, well, SAS shoes are going to be more expensive. Have you priced shoes lately, even from the big box store? There's nothing worse than spending a lot of money on a shoe that doesn't fit. Aaron, and you and Paul and the rest of the great staff there, that will never be an issue over at SAS.
That's right. You know, we're going to find, you know, good quality footwear at a good price. But with that, they're going to last much longer. So, you know, you're not paying for the name on the box or the shoe and overpaying for that and getting an inferior product that doesn't have the support and comfort. You're getting all that, the name, the quality, all that in one. But it's going to last much longer, be better for your feet.
And the shoes are made of such nice quality leather. You can take them to the shoemaker and put a new heel on them if that's what they need. Let's face it, you don't do that anymore with a lot of today's shoes. You just toss them away. What a shame. But your SAS shoes, you're not going to want to do that.
Exactly, yeah. They last longer, and then they are repairable, recraftable. And we're very fortunate. Two doors down from us, we've got the Transit Town Shoe Repair. They've been in the plaza for over 60 years. Very, very well known in the area, and they do great work and help out all of our customers when they need those issues come up with their shoes or boots and can take care of that for them.
You know, I would say, Aaron, that there probably isn't anything that your staff hasn't already seen. So I don't want people to say, oh, but I've got such a bunion, you're not going to believe it. Because when it comes to sizes, not only do you have the length of the shoe for men and women, which is incredible variety of sizes, but you have the width sizes as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, it's hard to find narrow width shoes nowadays. And we do carry those. And then we also specialize carrying the wide and extra wide, triple wide for those hard to fit feet.
Yes, and you know what, too? Many people, if let's just say you have a bunion, you only have one on one foot. The other foot doesn't have a bunion. But your folks there can actually maneuver that leather and make sure that that one left foot or right foot will adjust for that bunion, so you'll go out feeling comfortable with both feet.
Yes, yeah. We're always able to do that with most of our shoes and get that fit just right when you do have that, you know, maybe a little size difference or width difference between your right and left foot.
Well, I have to commend you on the brands that you have, because your shoes are absolutely gorgeous. They're gorgeous. I don't want people thinking you're carrying orthopedic shoes. They're not. They're well-made shoes that will adjust to your feet, because the very, very educated people there can help diagnose or look at what your issue is. If you have pronated, your feet turn in, whatever the issue is, you have one foot that's a different width or length than the other foot, they can help you with that. And you're going to leave there saying, this is the first place I've been to where it was really customer oriented. And you don't see that anymore, that personal service, Aaron, in Western New York or anywhere.
That's right. Yeah, we're kind of old school in that way, that we like to help and wait on each and every customer that does come in and give them that service that they deserve.
Oh, absolutely. Aaron Tallman is the owner of SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, which is just on the Main Street side. And the really great news is that being a retiree, it can always be summer ahead of us. And that's great, Aaron, because you've got sandals that are going to be on sale for August, right?
That's right. Yeah, August we're running a big sandal sale. We're going to do a buy one regular price. The second pair is half off on all in-stock sandals. So we still have a huge selection left, and we need to make some room for our fall inventory coming in. So we've got some great savings for our customers. So stop in and check out the great selection of sandals and get that second pair half off.
Hey, Aaron, you still have that great clearance rack? I always find a pair or two there.
We do, yes. And those are also buy one, get one half off. We've got some great savings over there, and you can get two pair for a great price and find some great styles there.
You know, if we have friends who keep meaning to go, but we know that they need a visit to SAS, do you have gift cards?
We do, yes.
Oh,
we offer
great
gift cards. So that's a great gift for, you know, if it's a birthday, whatever it might be, and get them back in the door and into a nice pair of shoes again.
Oh, yeah, because you also have socks and you have purses and you have a lot of leather goods as well. So when you go in, folks, you're going to be surprised at how many aisles of shoes there are. And you're going to want to keep looking at them, because when you lift them up and you turn them upside down and you see, just see how well made they are, you're going to say, this is great. This is where I'm coming back to. SAS Shoes. Now, they're right on Main and Transit. They're open Monday through Saturday. They have an incredible staff. So when you come on in, let them know what you're looking for. Let them know the kind of issues you've had with your feet. They'll put you on the electronic scanner, and they're going to have you leaving smiling, saying, A, somebody listens to me, and B, I just can't believe I'm leaving in a new pair of shoes that I know are not going to be kicked to the back of the closet. These are going to be awesome. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much. And by the way, once again, people, remember, turn the car towards Main and Transit, because their BOGO, buy one, get one on all sandals, lasts through August. Okay? Yep. I'm Linda Pellegrino, right, folks, and you are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Attention, all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. Get ready for the most exciting event of the season at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. It's the buy one, get one half off sale at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Our end of season sales event is on now, offering unbeatable deals and amazing savings on all in-stock sandals, comfortable shoes, and boots. Hurry in now. Buy one, get one half off for a limited time only at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at Transit and Main in Williamsville. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Orchard Park police hold a news conference on last Friday's officer-involved shooting that claimed the life of James Ty Cushman. WBEN has learned Orchard Park police do not have body cameras, so video came from neighbors' doorbell cameras. Cushman was shot by police after police say he lunged at officers with a knife. A Buffalo man has been charged with setting fire to the Old Pink.
Last evening, we did arrest Buffalo resident John Burns on one count of federal arson. We just received information. He had an initial appearance today, and he was remanded into custody.
The ATF's Brady Sparazzo says 40-year-old John Burns was at Old Pink in June and had a confrontation with a former security guard, threatening he would return to burn the building down. About 2 hours later, the restaurant was engulfed in flames. The Target store on Niagara Falls is expected to remain closed today after a sprinkler system went off yesterday morning. There are reports of significant water damage. The Buffalo City Mission hosts a 5K run today. Aubrey Calhoun says the fundraising goal is $30,000. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
When I was at the airport, I didn't see anyone reading a newspaper. Everybody was using their smartphones. Actually, I do have a smartphone, and I use it on a daily basis. But for some strange reason, I reverted to my old ways looking for a newspaper. Then I just realized that I was born in the 1930s, and I had lived through 9 different decades, 2 different centuries. I went from using a rotary phone where you needed to call the operator to make long-distance calls to today's instant video calling services to anywhere in the world, from vinyl records to CDs to online music. And then, of course, from handwritten letters to email and now to text. I've had what I call a long analog life that has now turned digital, and that isn't easy. And I think I did it, except for that day at the airport. You know, it has been said that technology doubles every 3 years. Your happiness, mental and physical health, depend on your ability to adapt to change. Your successful life transition from analog to digital, from feeling frail and sickly to robust vitality, can and will happen by simply taking advantage of the multitude of educational and life-enhancing programs now being offered by the Erie County Department of Senior Services. If you are age 60 or over, these programs are explicitly designed for you to enrich your mind, body, and spirit. Enhance your life. Feel better. Look better. Be better.
For more information, call Erie County Department of Senior Services at 716-858-8526. That's 716-858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is that makes you happy. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and we're back here on Senior Radio. We're so glad that you join us from week to week. We have a lot of good information. Here's something interesting for you. The giant Pacific octopus is the largest and also the longest species of octopus alive today. Each one measures around 12 feet long and typically weighs over 50 pounds. And here's something else about the octopus. A lot of people, a lot of scientists believe that the octopus actually was like transpermia, which means it may not be native of this planet because it is so different from every other organism that we have on this planet. They believe it started somewhere else and eventually came to this planet. They are so smart. They can change their color. People think that they're like, what do they call them? Like skinwalkers, chameleon? Where you can change.
Chameleon,
yeah. So octopuses are, I don't even want to get near eating them because I think they're so intelligent, we shouldn't be eating them. And I know people will say, oh, Linda. But octopus is amazing, but the giant Pacific octopus, 12 feet long and weighs over 50 pounds. That's amazing. Richard Durwald is in studio with us, Mr. Fitness. He's also a senior consultant for Erie County Senior Services. Richard, it's great to have you here. You're an earthling.
It's one. I haven't called other things, but yes, hopefully.
I think I'm an earthling too.
Okay.
Hey, listen, you do a lot with diving into us, where we are in life, our age, and an awful lot about, you talk to people about minimizing the effects of aging.
Yes.
Which I think is, we try to do all the time. We walk, right? We have exercise. All of that is minimizing the effects of aging.
And I must say, I don't tell anybody anything I don't do myself.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you can't do that. You can't. I was asked one time, and it would have been a good career move, to support something, which I'm going to tell you, which I did not support. And it was going to be a television vignette. And I refused to do it because I says, "Well, I wouldn't never do that."
Yeah,
you know. So,
I've had people approach me on stuff. I've said, "No, I'm not doing that.
No,
I cannot be a party to that."
You can't do that.
No,
you know, I talk about minimizing the effects of aging. That's almost passé now. What's really happening is they're working on age reversal. Now, to most people my age, that would seem like baloney. I remember one time I was reading Collier's magazine. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Collier's?
I do remember the name. I don't remember reading it, but I remember the name. Yeah, Collier's, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a few months older than you are. And they had an article about television. And my mother was downstairs and she was doing the wash, and I ran down. I says, "Mom, look at this. We're going to be able to see movies right in our front room." She says, "Honey, that's just foolishness." She says, and I was mad.
Yeah.
I thought, well, no one's... 5-6 years later, we had a television set.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to envision what they're working on now.
Very, very.
Very, very hard. It's way over my head. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a biochemist or anything. I'm just telling you facts that are absolutely true. And age reversal is another fact. Just very briefly, I'll give you a minute of why. As we age, there's a process called mitosis, where our cells replicate themselves. Mm-hmm. The problem is they don't replicate themselves as time goes by. They become injured. They become fractured. Ultimately, they die, and they call them senescent cells or zombie cells. If they could stop that injury process, theoretically, we could live forever.
Mm.
And we could freeze at a certain age. And that is, not only freeze to death, I mean, we would actually...
You would never look any older than that at that moment.
Yes.
Right, interesting.
In fact, it was a book written back in the 1930s called Brave New World.
Yeah,
where people only
George
age.
Orwell.
Yes, and they only age to a certain point. And I think they're actually working on that.
Yeah.
And it's not baloney, because it's being worked on by people who have an awful, and who have made an awful lot of money. One of the people is one of the co-founders of Google.
Mm.
His name is Larry Page, and he has started a company right now. It's a lab. It's out in California. It's called Calico. Okay, right now it is the fifth largest finance company in the world.
Amazing.
Yes, yes. And I think right now the value of the company is $54 trillion. And every day they're working on age reversal, taking an older person and making them younger, and stopping younger people from aging.
Amazing.
This is absolutely incredible.
I saw something on TV where it was a study, and they were using like 10 guys. And at least two of them really felt that, you know, I mean, they were taking their vitals, and they were checking their blood, and things were improving in their body with whatever it was that they were doing with them. And they said they felt better. It was just amazing that it was actually working.
I know who those two guys
are. Yeah?
Their names are Brian Johnson and David Sinclair.
Wow.
Yes. And Johnson himself spends almost $2 million a year trying not to age.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're using a lot of these same things.
Yeah.
They're getting injections of stem cells.
Yes.
And all cells would become stem cells. They're going along that line. And Sinclair, of course, he's a professor at Harvard. And they're working on things.
We watch the same things.
Yes.
You know, people think we don't even rehearse this, folks.
No,
Richard knows the two guys
I'm
talking about.
That's
amazing.
Maybe we should.
Imagine where we'd be. That's amazing.
It is.
That you keep
and
up
it's
on
real.
That. Yeah.
It's real. And I don't know if that offers hope, because there are some ethical questions. There are some moral questions. People are still, I mean,
the earth now may be overcrowded. What if we could stop people from dying?
Wow, that's a thought.
But
right.
It could be a domain of the rich.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Because the costs associated
sure.
with age reversal are
well,
immense.
Even the costs of medicine keep a lot of people from getting the right medicine.
Exactly.
So you can certainly see where
can
that's
true. Can you imagine
true.
This?
Right, right.
And the processes mm-hmm. that are involved in that. But just so you'll know, and everybody knows who Jeff Bezos is,
mm-hmm.
okay? He is invested also, heavily invested in a company that's involved in age reversal.
Huh.
Jeff Bezos is not a guy, he's definitely not a loser.
No.
He started selling books. I think they were used books when he first started Amazon. That's all he sold. And now look at what he's done today. He's changed the entire retail market. And his big thing now is age reversal.
Wow. But you know, there's things that we do every day and could do.
Yes.
That contribute to that as well.
Do we think alike?
Mm-hmm.
That was the next
You don't
paragraph.
Have to be, you know, the next trillionaire. There's things we can do today.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of what I was talking about, minimizing the effects of aging. Really, I mean, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people may not agree with this, and I could be wrong. However, I am following the lead of some people who I really respect
mm-hmm.
and supplements. Even David Sinclair takes over 100 supplements a day.
Amazing.
The guy we just talked about. And Ray Kurzweil, who I've mentioned before, he invented the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
He is chief engineer at Google. Please, everybody, go to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Ray
Research
Kurzweil.
Mm-hmm.
150 supplements a day. I don't know what his IQ is. It's probably over 200, Linda.
Probably, yeah.
Yes. So if they're following that, this guy from Bishop Fallon High School will go ahead and follow
yeah.
that too. I do take a lot of supplements. I remember when I was young and the girl next door came having coffee with my wife, and she opened up the cupboard, and the woman looked up, and I had all the, she says, oh, is your husband a hypochondriac? Well, I says, no. She says, well, why would he take that stuff? She says, no. We talked about vitamin B12.
Yeah.
We need things mm-hmm. when we get older that we didn't need 30 years ago.
Right.
And that's an absolute fact.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to know what those things are.
Right.
And we have all the means today to find out what they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fate. I'm sorry. It's not fate. We're not.
We still have freedom of choice. You can go forward and take this and understand and learn. Keep learning about what it is your body needs. If you're feeling a certain way, your body may be needing something that you're not addressing.
Your birth certificate does not have an expiration date on it.
No.
Nor does mine.
Mm-hmm.
We write that date down in most cases. There are things that happen to us
mm-hmm.
that are unavoidable. And they are going to happen. But lifestyle is a big, big factor. Less and less it's genetics. More and more it's lifestyle.
Well, you know, Richard, even if you think about the kinds of things that they're offering today, keep your memory more sharp.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We didn't have anything that you could even go to even 20 years
no.
ago. Now they're advertising products. Now, whether you believe in that or not, but they do. They are addressing it.
I see it every night on
yes,
television.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Every single, there may be, and there probably is something to that.
To it,
one
right.
One of the things we need for our brain is fats.
Mm-hmm.
Fats, the thing they told us never to take
right.
in 1977.
Right.
Don't eat steak. Oh, don't eat butter. Eat margarine. What?
Oh, no.
Trans fats.
Right. Two steps away from plastic.
Exactly. Ugh. Exactly.
How did the cavemen survive without fat? They wouldn't have.
They wouldn't have.
They needed it.
Exactly. Eskimos, all those different
right,
people.
Right.
I mean, it's. But we don't dispute things.
No.
We don't dispute things. There are even things in the medical profession that medical professionals do not know, and some. This is a big subject, so I'm not going to approach it
mm-hmm.
today. But there were laws passed back to 1910, and I'll just tell you this: unless the schools taught that pharmaceutical drugs were the answer to all pathologies. It wouldn't work. They closed half of the medical schools in the United States. Did you know that?
No.
Nobody knows it. I've talked to PAs about this. I don't know what you're talking about. Absolute fact. And the next time we ever get together, Linda,
mm-hmm.
I would like to talk
sure.
about the Flexner Report. It changed Western medicine forever.
I agree. I you know, there really is so much that has been just kind of poo-pooed, you know what I mean, swept under the table, that really would have been so good for us to know such a long time ago, that immediately, you know, no, we're not doing that, or we're doing this. And whole populations, generations bought into that, thinking this was a healthier way to go. And it was not.
Well,
was
logically,
not the
right way to go. If you're a graduate of the Harvard Medical School, you're going to listen to him over somebody else.
Right.
Yes. It's only human, because you tend to believe that that's true.
Well, you do. And the thing is that they don't really teach that to the Harvard grad. They're not teaching, you know, nutrition. You know what I mean? Those kinds of things.
That was stricken in 1910. Yeah, did you know that?
No.
Yes. Nutrition and exercise were not healing. We had nothing to do with the person's health.
See that?
Yeah. Everybody thinks that Tesla, and y'all talk about the electric car and everything.
Yeah.
You know what Tesla's main focus was? Medical devices.
Oh, interesting.
Medical devices.
Wow.
And today we got the different things for the heart, the defibrillator, the pacemaker.
Right.
They're all electrical in nature.
Listen, we got to leave it there because we're out of time. You love Dick Durwalt. I just love having Richard on. Senior consultant of Erie County Senior Services, Mr. Fitness. He knows what he's talking about. And we love having him here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. Get ready for the most exciting event of the season at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. It's the buy one, get one half off sale at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Our end of season sales event is on now, offering unbeatable deals and amazing savings on all in-stock sandals, comfortable shoes, and boots. Hurry in now. Buy one, get one half off for a limited time only at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at Transit and Main in Williamsville.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hi, everyone. Linda back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope you're having a fantastic afternoon. I know I am. You know why? Because all my legal documents are up to date. Can you say that? If you can't, let me tell you. We've got some folks here in studio who are going to make you rethink that. We've got the folks from the Stam Law Firm here. Second generation. You know that? Williamsville and Clarence. These folks do an incredible job, and they're going to bring up things for you to think about that will change your life, okay? If you haven't been to your... When was the last time you were at your lawyer's office? Can you even remember? Have you ever been? Okay, folks, if this is you, you have to really stop and think. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, and things happen to people every day, what's going to happen to the things that you want to pass on. That's what we call your estate, and everybody has one, okay? Don't think I don't have an estate. You do. It's your assets. It's the kinds of things that you hold dear. We're going to welcome back in Andy Borden, who is working with the Stamm Law Firm. Andy is their estate law and planning expert. And, of course, Brian and Brad Stamm, second generation in both offices, unbelievably how they're helping so many Western New Yorkers, talk about not only the estate, but taking care of yourself, taking care of what you have, and then coming into the lawyer's office. Now, Andy, you were just saying something a few minutes ago about people will come in and the final thing that they say to you is, I can't believe I waited so long to come in, right?
Absolutely. And what we talk about is really the intersection of a lot of intimidating, what would seem to be intimidating topics from some people, like death and taxes, mm-hmm. right? That's the intersection of death and taxes, and there's a lot of uncertainty. And there's a lot of family dynamic and a lot of emotional things that people that are really very real but unnecessary boundaries for getting their planning done. And what we find and what I find is by having a good conversation and a good consultation, immediately those walls start coming down and immediately people start feeling the sense of security of getting their affairs in order. And that when they're done through that process, it's given them a really deliberate look at their life and at their plans and at their family. And it usually feels really good mm-hmm. to get that taken care of.
Yeah.
And so when people leave, there's this sense of relief and comfort and that, you know, I did something that I'm supposed to have done and it felt really good. And that's that as a practitioner and as a legal professional, that makes me excited to come to work every day to get to share that with people and help.
Brad, we talked about coming in to see your attorney more than you normally do, just because life changes. And even let's say if you've gotten married or remarried, that also has to be addressed legally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, we see a lot of families where it's a second marriage and the children aren't biological to, you know, the spouse. But inevitably, people want their stuff, let's call it, mm-hmm. right? Their things that they own to pass down to their kids. Okay. And certain vehicles, certain legal planning tools that we use can guarantee that, as opposed to the people that just say, well, you know, I they're my spouse or whatever, and my kids will get my stuff. And no, you can't guarantee mm-hmm. that at mm-mm. all. If you're not planning and you're not creating the right documents that lay that out, Brian and I have had this conversation before where we talk about trusts that say my stuff goes to my kids, the other spouse stuff goes to their kids. It provides security for a lot of families in this community, and it is so important, because if you don't do it that way, there's no guarantee. And now you're going to see the fights and you're going to see the things that we all dread. Okay?
Linda, if I could give you an example that I use with a lot of my clients. Let's say there's a husband and a wife, and the husband is a diehard Buffalo Bills fan, as he should be. And his lovely spouse, for some reason whom he married, is a diehard New England Patriots fan. The order of their death might be relevant, because his will might say all to my wife, but if she predeceases, all to the Buffalo Bills charity. She might say, all to my husband. But if he predeceases, all to the New England Patriots charity organization. The order of their death would mean that one of their inheritances, their life savings, would go to their arch rival. That is a totally unacceptable consequence that most people don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
And so a trust is a vehicle where we can say, all right, we're going to do a trust together that upon the death of the first becomes irrevocable, and therefore I'm ensuring that my half goes to the Bills or my family or my children
right.
from a previous marriage mm-hmm. or whatever I'm passionate about. And therefore, my spouse is, I don't have to worry that there is any order of death, or that, you know, when I'm gone, they're going to come in and redo it and just take it over to the Patriots anyway, because Lord knows we don't want that.
Yeah, and cause all those problems.
Right.
The fights and the
right.
things you see, the surrogate court will tell you story upon story.
Or, Andy, then the spouse who lived on gets married a third time to a Miami Dolphins fan.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
And then
that's not legal.
Then they love each other, and they say, okay, if I die first, it goes to the Patriots. If you die first, it'll go to the Miami Dolphins. Now you bring a third team in. Because let's be honest, people find relationships later in life.
Mm-hmm.
So you may find love again.
Sure.
And even though you might still either have a relationship with your prior stepkids or not, maybe. Mm-hmm. You never know what
things
might happen.
Change,
things
right?
change, and people are living longer, and people move to Florida, whatever. That you can at least set up documents now that ensures a few things. no matter what, even though my wife or husband need to be taken care of while they're living, I still want a certain portion of this to go right to my kids someday. So there's ways to do that without upsetting anybody. Right. You know, it's not a prenup or anything else. It's talking about it while you're married and living, just sure. in case.
Plus, you're putting your cards on the table. You're making it everything yeah. very obvious yeah. rather than, like you say, keep your cards close to your vest and people don't know
right.
in your family.
And you're not running the risk of it not happening because right. you didn't plan.
Right.
Right.
Wow. You know, it's so true. I mean, it's really, it's amazing. And you're right. People are living longer, and that's fantastic, especially for our audience. But you're right. Sometimes it's a second and third family. You might have been close to your stepkids when they were very young, and you wanted to provide for them. Now, absolutely. That marriage has dissolved. They're adults. You may have a different relationship. You may not even see them anymore, and they're still in your will. You got to think about things like that.
If reality TV is already catching on to this phenomenon with the Golden Bachelor and Bachelorette,
yes.
our trust work and our estate planning has to do the same.
Right.
And we've been out in front of it, but society is catching up, and we can really help a lot of people with these complexities that we didn't envision with traditional planning 50 years ago.
Right. It's just a matter of protecting yourself and what you owe. And remember, everybody, we've all got something that we hold dear. Don't think that this doesn't pertain to you, because it pertains to everyone. And it's just great to have you in studio to talk about these kinds of things, because these are the things that people don't talk about. And then they end up, in fact, we're hoping that this conversation spurs other conversations with you and your loved ones, because that's what it's all about. Don't let it just stop here on the radio. Bring this up with your loved ones and say, you know what, maybe we need to make an appointment and talk this out to make sure everybody's on the same page.
The conversations, even in our office, Linda, may start off a certain way, but they change and the things get added. And hey, I wanted to ask you about this. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that was a part of this. It just keeps going and
yes.
going. But that's our goal. We want to talk about all of the things you have. Like you said, an estate. There's no such thing as not having an estate. An estate means anything you have,
right.
period. It's
right.
not a rich term or any of that kind of stuff at all.
And I bet you, how many times have you had a penny for every time someone said to someone with them, I didn't know you felt like that.
Oh,
wow,
absolutely.
That changes right. things,
yeah.
right?
And you know what else? You
said that the other day.
You know, right?
You know what
I didn't
else?
Know you wanted
I didn't
that,
know
honey.
That, right?
Oh, we see husbands and wives and the kids are looking at each other like, you never told me that.
Mm.
I'm like, this is why you guys
exactly.
are here today.
Mm-hmm.
You're a counselor at law and a counselor in life. But, you know, other things like just updating your beneficiary designations,
mm-hmm.
going to your bank on your checking and savings and doing payable on death to so-and-so. Tons of people don't even know some of the basic things that the banks don't even tell them.
The Brad and Brian Stamm Law Group, okay? Two offices, Williamsville and Clarence. They're at 716-631-5767. That's 716-631-5767. Bring your loved ones. Talk all about this kind of stuff. You're going to sleep better tonight. I guarantee it.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. Get ready for the most exciting event of the season at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. It's the buy one, get one half off sale at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Our end of season sales event is on now, offering unbeatable deals and amazing savings on all in-stock sandals, comfortable shoes, and boots. Hurry in now. Buy one, get one half off for a limited time only at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at Transit and Main in Williamsville. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The ABC News presidential debate between Donald Trump...
Hi, I'm William Googe, a Vuori collaborator and professional ultrarunner. When I'm recovering or need to relax, I reach for the Ponto Performance Jogger, made with comfy Dreamknit fabric. Discover them in the Dreamknit collection at Vuori.com/William, where new customers receive 20% off their first order, plus free US shipping on orders over $75 and free returns. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You've got plans. From small steps to big dreams, you have goals you want to accomplish. But do you know how to set your plans in motion? Let our expert team at New Mexico Bank and Trust, a division of HTLF Bank, guide you with the right financial tools for your journey. Together, we'll design a custom strategy to help bring your plans to life, no matter what stage of life you're in. Visit us at nmb-t.com or stop by one of our locations. HTLF Bank, member FDIC.
In the New Mexico Army National Guard, you can serve your way. Engage in meaningful service to your community and nation while maintaining your civilian lifestyle. Part-time commitment with full-time benefits including job training, tuition assistance, and health care. It's the perfect balance of service and life. Be the difference in your community and beyond. Explore a different way to serve in the New Mexico Army National Guard today.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.